So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoyles aparo v'sholchol biad benoy biad avde biad shluchay oy biad benoy biad avde biad shluchay shal shoyl umesa potter. If a person asked someone to lend him his cow, but the shoyl did not specify with whom to send it, and the owner sent the cow with his own son, servant, or agent, or even with the shoyl's son, servant, or agent. If the cow died before the shoyl received it, the shoyl is not liable, because liyotze mishusei shel mashal ad shetovei liyad shoyl. The loan does not initiate until the shoyl actually receives the cow, since the messenger was sent by the mashal. However, omaloi ha-shoyl sholcha li biad bini biad avdi biad shluchi oi biad bincha biad avdecha biad shluchecha. If the shoyl did specify a messenger to transport the cow, such as his own son, servant, or agent, or even the owner's son, servant, or agent, or oishi omaloi ha-mashal harayne mishalcha loch biad bini biad avdi biad shluchi oi biad bincha biad avdecha biad shluchecha va-omaloi ha-shoyl shalach, the owner asked the shoyl whether he should send him the cow with one of these people, and the shoyl responded, yes, send it. If the owner sent it and the cow died before the shoyl received it, the shoyl is liable because the loan initiated from when the messenger accepted it from the owner, since the messenger was sent by the shoyl. The same holds true when returning it. If the shoyl sent the cow back with an agent, if the owner did not specify him, the shoyl is chayiv, because as Rashi explains, liyotze mishusei shel shoyl ad shetovei liyad mashal. The loan does not end until the owner actually receives it. However, if the owner did specify someone, the shoyl is pater, because liyotze mishusei shoyl mishabo liyad shliach. The loan ended when the owner's messenger accepted it. Regarding the safest case of amalo hashoyl sholcha li biyar avdecha chayiv, if the shoyl asked the owner to send it with the owner's servant, the shoyl is chayiv. The Gemara asks, "Biyat avdi chayiv, yad evid ki yad rabbi." Why is the shoyl liable? An evid kanani is the owner's property and is considered as the owner himself, and the cow did not leave the owner's jurisdiction. The Gemara offers two explanations. Shmuel says, "Be evid ivri, delekane legufe." The Mishnah refers only to a Jewish servant who is not the owner's property. Therefore, when the evid ivri accepts it from the owner, the item is transferred to the shoyl's jurisdiction. Rav says, "Afilatayim be'evid kanani." The Mishnah may refer even to a non-Jewish servant, and it's a case of where the shoyl specifically instructed the owner to send him the cow on its own. As Rashi explains, the shoyl accepted responsibility for the cow from when it left the owner's property. Therefore, even though the owner sent it with a servant, the shoyl is liable. The Gemara asks from a contradicting braisa. The Mishnah rules biyad avdi chayiv, and the braisa rules biyad avdi pater. The Gemara answers that we can reconcile the braisa with the Mishnah as follows. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah refers to Eved Ivri, while the braisa refers to Eved Kanani. While according to Rav, the Mishnah refers to where the shoyl did specify Hikisha b'makal v'hisavai, while the braisa refers to where the shoyl did not specify Hikisha b'makal v'hisavai. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Hashoyl karda mechaveri. If a person borrows someone's axe or any item, at what point does the shoyl acquire the right to use it regarding chazara, so that the owner cannot retract from the loan? Rav Huna says, "Bakaboy kanoi umashalei motzi hadarbe." If the shoyl used the axe already, the loan is then finalized, and the owner can no longer retract. However, loy bakaboy loy kanoi umashalei motzi hadarbe. If the shoyl did not use the axe yet, the loan is not finalized, and the owner can still retract. And although the shoyl performed a kinyan meshicha, taking the item, Rav Huna holds like tikna meshicha b'shemim. Meshicha is not an effective kinyan regarding chazara of a loan. Only hishtamshus usage is an effective kinyan. However, regarding einzin, mishasha'ela, the shoyl becomes liable for the item from the time of the loan, even if he did not use it as taught in our Mishnah. Rav Ami disagrees and holds lei baka bay kanoi umasha lei matzi hadabe. Even if the shoyl did not use the axe, the owner can no longer retract, because Rav Ami holds like Rav Elazar, who said, "Kederech shetikne meshicha b'lekuches, kach tikne meshicha b'shemim." Even regarding chazara, meshicha is an effective kinyan. The Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Haiman the gazel chavitza de tamri mechaveroi ve'ispa chamishim tamri. If a person stole a cake of pressed dates, which consisted of 50 dates, and he ate them, agav hadodi mizdavnim benun nechi chada, chada chada mizdavnim benun. If the price for a whole cake is 49 zuz, while the price for 50 individual dates is 50 zuz, lehedyit misham chamishim nechi chada. If the dates belong to a common person, the gazlan pays them only 49 zuz, because we're more lenient with the property of a common person. However, lehekdesh mesham chamishim mechum shayu. If the dates belong to Hekdesh, the Gaza must pay 50 zuz plus an additional fifth, because we're more stringent with the property of Hekdesh. However, b'mazik loy mishalom chomsha. If he did not eat the dates but merely ruined them, he pays 50 zuz, but no chaimish, because the pasuk of chaimish states ish ki yechel kaidish prat lamazik. Amar Rava, hanish kulay de tavru chavita de chamel chanva. If workers broke a barrel of wine of a storekeeper, b'yemid eshukim is davne behei, b'shar yemim is davne ba'arba. During the market days, he can sell the barrel for 5 zuz, while on the other days, he can only sell the barrel for 4 zuz. Ahadrele b'yemid eshukah, mahadrele chavita de chamer. If the workers pay him before the market, they pay him only a barrel of wine because he can sell it at the market for 5 zuz. However, b'shar yemi, if they pay him after the market, it depends on the following. Loy havale chamer lezvune, if the owner had no other wines to sell, mahadrele hay. U'menakele agar tirchim b'demei barzenasa. They must pay him 5 zuz, because as Rashi explains, the owner claims, had I received the barrel earlier, I could have sold it at the market for 5 zuz. However, they deduct the expenses he would have to pay to get it sold at the market. If the owner did have other wines to sell, they pay him only a barrel of wine, because the owner should have sold his other wine at the market. And since he did not do so, it's apparent that he had no intentions of selling at the market.